and 5MRM, broadcasting information from the April 1st, 2014 broadcast of Hearst Amateur Radio Club W5HRC, promoting amateur radio and serving the community of Hearst, Texas since 1966. Today's news story contains the topic, the FCC to reinstate Morse code text. It was a big mistake eliminating the Morse code test, admits the FCC official. From Washington, D.C. on April 1st, 2014. Today, the Federal Communications Commission, or the FCC, approved Report and Order 14-987AF, which reinstates Morse code tests for general class and amateur extra class licensees. Quote, it was a big mistake eliminating the Morse code test, admits Dottie Dasher, the FCC's director of examinations. But we now realize that being able to send and receive Morse code is an essential skill for radio amateurs. As they say, it really does get through when other modes can't. End quote. Not only having new applicants have to take the test, but general class licensees who have never passed a code test will have 1 year to pass a 5-word-per-minute code test. Similarly, amateur extra class licensees that never passed a code test will also have 1 year to pass a 13-word-per-minute test. Those amateurs that fail to pass the test will face revocation of their operating privileges. Material for administering the examinations will be distributed through the Volunteer Examiner Coordinators, VEC, by the end of April so that the test can begin on May 1st, 2014. Quote, this is not going to be one of those silly multiple-choice type tests, noted Dasher. We're going to be sending 5-character random code groups, just as we did in the old days, and applicants will prove they have the ability to send, too, using a poorly adjusted straight key. Technician class licensees will not be required to take a Morse code test, nor will a test be required for new applicants. Quote, we discussed it, said Dasher, but decided that since most techs can't even figure out how to program their HTs, requiring them to learn Morse code seemed like a cruel and unusual punishment, end quote. When asked what other options we might see from the FCC, Dasher hinted that future applicants taking the written exams may be required to draw circuit diagrams such as the coal pit oscillators and ring diode mixers once again. Quote, we begin to think that if an applicant passes an amateur radio license exam, it should mean that he or she actually knows something, end quote, she said. For further information, contact James X. Shorts, Assistant Liaison to the Deputy Chief of Public Relations at the FCC, at area code 202-555-1212. This has been a rebroadcast of the news, dated on date April 1st, 2014, by the Hearst Amateur Radio Club W5HRC. This is N5MRM.